This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Britain says it plans to start injecting people with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine as early as Monday. It's the first country to approve a COVID-19 vaccine following large-scale clinical trials. The British government approved the use of the coronavirus vaccine on Wednesday after the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency announced it had completed its first safety review. The decision marks a significant milestone in the battle against the pandemic, although challenges remain for poorer health systems in acquiring and rolling out the vaccine. Meantime, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning of a bleak winter ahead as the country continues to see nationwide surges of COVID-19 cases. CDC Director Robert Redfield said he believes December, January, and February will be the most difficult time in the public health history of the nation. The projection comes as the mayor of the city of Los Angeles warned residents to stay home to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. He said the country would run out of hospital beds by Christmas if the current rate of infections continued. The mayor added that hospitalizations have more than tripled and are at a new peak, and the city's COVID-19 deaths have nearly doubled and are rising. Israel edges closer towards a fourth national election in 2 years after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's main governing partner, Benny Gantz, backed an opposition movement to dissolve parliament. Parliament gave preliminary approval to a dissolution bill, but the legislation needs to pass three as yet undescheduled votes to become law. This gives the two leaders more time to work out differences over a national budget. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, please visit our website at voanews.com.